I remember when I came back, I did leave Wat Pa Pong to go to practice in these Burmese monasteries and various other places. And I had very wonderful experiences in a way. I'd wanted to, you know, do a long retreat because I'd heard about this and, you know, get very concentrated and see if I could notice all these subtle things about the nature of the mind that you read in various texts and Buddhist psychology and so forth. And some good things of that kind happen. And I came back to Wat Pa Pong after I'd been away for a year and a half in Burmese monastery and then down at Ajahn Jamnian's and so forth, to spend some more time with Ajahn Chah. And I bowed and I sat down and he said, "You're back." I said, "Yeah." He said, "So what happened?" And I told him about, oh, I had this experience and all this, you know, insight about that and this is the retreats. And I kind of finished. I was kind of, you know, proud of myself. Hey, now I'm back. And he listened to it all. He said, "Oh, that's nice." And then he looked at me, he said, "Something else to let go of, isn't it?" That was all he said about all those experiences. Something else to let go of. Because if you can't let go, you can't be free. You know, and no matter what experience you had yesterday in meditation, here we come and we see it again. If we're trying to repeat that experience, it can't be done. You can't repeat the past. It's clinging, it's suffering.